This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2206. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 31st, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Congo, Cuba, Denmark, Gabon, Indonesia, Italy, Mali, Mexico, Norfolk Island, Peru, Scotland, Turkey, UK, USA, unidentified 7300 and 7305, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475.98, reduced care USB heard again on Saturday, August 26th, via remote in Argentina. I tuned in at 18th in just as they were officially signing on. Manuel Mendez in Spain had been hearing them more than an hour before with musical prelude or warm-up, but it was cutting on and off the air, and he was not hearing it after 2035 UT. Via remote in Tasmania, Zacharias Youngis in Greece was hearing the new low-power private Australian on 4970 Station X, but which has been identifying as Radio 567 and playing oldies music. This was August 28th between 0828 and 0842 UT. I ran across an interesting net in Australia on 9323 USB, August 28th at 0648. The net control station was called 2199, and checking in various members of this group, research at UDXF led to this being identified as the AusTravel Safety Net, VMD750, promoting HF radio contactness. Two locations are listed for base stations in Casino, wherever that is, and Kununurra, well known as Western Australia, also the location of Reach Beyond. This is a private group of individual citizens who keep in contact via HF radio. In the Outback, I'm unaware of anything similar in North America, where we are not so sparse and remote. And there's another unrelated one with different frequencies, the VKS 737 radio network, serving remote travelers since 1993. More logs this week of the apparently unofficial or free radio station in Brazil on 6150, Radio Saturno in Belo Horizonte, this time by Manuel Mendez in Spain, on August 25th at 0546 to 0657. Also on the 26th at 5:36 to 6:58, with non-stop Brazilian songs and some IDs in Portuguese, and then on the 27th of August as well, 04:33 until 05:50. Weak signal overall. Via CIDX Messenger, news from Tony Pavic in Hope, British Columbia, that his Pop Shop Radio is celebrating 3 years on the air in September, and part of this will be a special show transmitted from the 250-kilowatt Wolverton site in UK. UT Tuesday, 5 September at 0200 on 9875, beamed 306 degrees to North America, but may well be heard anywhere else. This will be a different show than ones on WRMI and Channel 292 that will air during all of September. Al Caravan Radio, Puerto Lleras, Colombia, slightly below 5910, reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain, August 26th at 0506 to 542, with religion and Latin American songs, and also heard the next night, August 27th at 0420 to 0501, with a program about the world of shortwave radio called Onda Continua. Manuel Mendez in Spain also reports that the only station in Congo Brazzaville, Radio Congo on 6115, was back on the air after 28 days out. He had last heard it on the 28th of July, but now logged on the 25th of August at 1810 to 1833, with news in French and ID at 1828. Strange things happening with the Cuban spy number station. Paul Walker in Alaska reports 10345, August 28th at 0647 UT, the usual numbers by the female voice, and digital data burst, but he says also a cuckoo bird cuckooing over the top of that audio. Rick Barton in Arizona also reports this among his many catches of Cuban spy numbers. August 27th at 2100 on 11635. It gets weirder and weirder. Besides the number station, he heard what sounded like a loud bird tweeting mixing with the numbers. Underneath all the twittering, a cuckoo clock bird. I've never heard anything like this before. Also, Rick Barton reports August 27th at 1900 on 11635, a new type of number station with additional musical tones, reminiscent of something in between the chimes of Big Ben and the notes from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Odd Musical Notes also started up at 2210 August 27th on 10715. And Rick Barton in Arizona also reports on 11435 after some numbers from 1600 August 28th. At 1610 they began playing what sounds like Navajo flute music, like music of Carlos Nakai. And David Crawford in Florida reports on 11530 August 30th at 17 UT. At 17:10, there were brief chimes of some sort and very faint Radio Havana Cuba Spanish crosstalk intermittently. Not enough to confirm that they were exactly synchronized with the Bauta squealer on 11760, confirming, he says, the long-held site assumption. So HM-01 is located at Bauta and not Bejucal, as some had asserted. However, I suggest, isn't it possible that both sites may be in use at one time or another, in one frequency or another, depending? Now for the non-spy broadcast from Cuba, Marshall Real says something's really wrong on Cuban radio. Reveille on 5025 around 0302 August 28th was playing what sounded like a movie soundtrack in English, and the rest of the night until around 11 UT. Here is a sample.
Next time, stay close. You're no good to me dead.
Well, I'll say this for you. We've got courage. He's the first one to kill a vampire in over 100 years. I'd say that's done him a drink.
Marshall Real heard that in Damascus, Maryland. And then Ron Howard identified that clip as coming from a 2004 action horror film found on YouTube called Van Helsing. Meanwhile, Ron, David Crawford, and I note that the 5025 Rebelde frequency has been off the air since August 29th, 30th, and 31st, perhaps due to the hurricane. And David Crawford explains further, the movies are from Cubavision TV Audio, also known as TeleCV, a domestic channel, not to be confused with Cubavision Internacional, CVI, which is a separate channel. He says there have been lots of recent totally random CV audio relays in place of RHC Spanish and also in place of Rebelde on 5025. There are also some unlisted irregular evening Rebelde FM relays on RHC Spanish frequencies, such as 11950 after 22 UT from Bauta, a good time to check. And RHC Spanish has showed up on unlisted strong 9600 from Bauta and 0200 UT 26 August, but gone by 0305 and not heard since. Paul Walker in Alaska also heard this once and says they were supposed to be on 9700. That was August 25th at 0340. Via Mike Terry, Idun Ritz at mediumwave.info reports this about her own Denmark. August 29th would be the 96th birthday of the longwave transmitter on 243 kHz at Kalundborg. Also, it will be its last birthday, as the transmitter will be switched off by the end of this year. It is not on the air continuously, but in four different blocks each day. Here in Universal Time, 0345 to 355, 0605 to 07, 945 to 1015, and 1545 until 1620. Catch it while still possible, send a report, and get a QSL. Jens Christian Zeberg, former engineer at the station, has offered to verify reports. Be patient, as he does this on a voluntary basis and has other things to fill his days. Reports can be sent to JSEEBERG at postfigure3.tele.dk. However, Richard Langley in New Brunswick says these times are approximate and do not include the opening interval signal. Then the carrier is typically switched on many minutes before the start of the IS and stays on for minutes after the end of each broadcast. There is generally very good reception using the U20 SDR receiver in Holland. Programming includes weather reports and forecasts, radio newspaper, and morning devotions. Also, marine intelligence. He says the morning devotion and body and movement exercise programs, although in Danish, can be interesting to listen to just for the music. And there are also accurate time checks just before some programs. British DX Club Paul Flanagan in Northeast England recorded this on 243 at 16 UT, August 29th. So, two versions of the interval signal. But wait, there's more. Some unidentified signals around 243 kHz, not transmitted by Danish radio. From Robert Kipp via Dave Kenny in the British Dance Club. 23 August, about 15 UT, strange signals on the waterfall display. No carrier visible on 243, but strong signals on lower and upper sidebands. Completely different. LSB on 242.71 with a Morse code CW signal. And USB 243.26 with a digital signal and fairly periodic bursts. Help wanted in identifying them. Mike Cooper forwards a press report from AFP via The Guardian. French media hit by Gabon ban amid contested election, August 28th. French media outlets RFI and France 24 have expressed incomprehension at the suspension of their operations in Gabon at the end of a fraught presidential election. The government cut off internet and put a curfew in place, citing risk of violence as voting drew to a close. In the race between incumbent Ali Bongo Ondimba and his main opponent, Albert Ondo Ossa. Osmedia Mon said, "This deprives the Gabonese of two of their main sources of reliable and independent information." Checking remote receiver, Zacharias Bianga says, RRI Nabiri Indonesia was not on the air on August 28th at 08:15, just below 7290. Ron Howard says it was on the air on August 30th, 7289.93, but off again on August 31st. Ron Howard has also been enjoying the voice of Indonesia relay via WRMI at 08 UT on 7780. Back on August 17th, they were celebrating Indonesian Independence Day. On August 29th, however, there was unexpected change in programming, nothing but nonstop pop songs and not VOI. Alan Rowan England replies about 7780 at 08 UT. He did hear VOI via WRMI on both 30 and 31 August. However, the August 31st program included Independence Day greetings, even though that was back on the 17th. It may have been an old broadcast repeated, but it was parallel to the VOI live stream. And Ron says on August 31st he was listening to 7780. It was VOI Channel 2 at 08 with News in English, the national song, and Indonesia Today, Global Weather. Strange sound on 1575 kHz, reported by Jorge Garzón in Spain. August 27th at 2145, a rising tone like turning up an audio oscillator slowly, with an arrow pattern on the screen, repeating about every 7 seconds. Also audible in Great Britain, as some DXers posted. And in the medium wave circle, Andrea Lavendel in Italy explains, "It's a test transmission from newly authorized Italian AM station Radio Centrale Milano. It declares an output of 10 watts. The transmitter site is in the area of Valenza, Alessandria, Piedmont." See the website, which we could pronounce in English as one word, centralemilano.com. I mentioned this for quite a while, but Radio Mali in Bamako has a weekly English broadcast on 5995, which they can hear in Europe. But we would need to use a remote receiver to hear it in North America because it was at 1857 until 1908 UT, Saturday, August 26th, says Manuel Mendez in Spain. News and comments about Mali in English and into vernacular later. It is entitled English Magazine. Continued to hear late at night, a weak signal on 6200, presumably the pirate in northwestern Mexico, now with Japanese-type programming called Hikari FM. Ron Howard, of course, hears it much better, such as August 29th at 07:28, cutting through the summertime static with Japanese songs. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2206, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Donald Pierce, N0WMD in Potomac, Maryland, with city contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, and says, After a long hiatus, I'm back to SWLing. Thanks for all you do for the SWL hobby. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Bill Smith, W1OW in Douglas, Massachusetts, reports on Hardcore DX. Nick Hotchko is back on Norfolk Island. I conversed with him on 7129 LSV August 30th. He apologizes for not getting out QSL cards for the last broadcast. He has all the reports and is going to have a QSL printed as soon as possible. And he also intends to do a future broadcast. You may recall that IGH recorded an ID for that test, and he also played a World of Radio episode. Frequency was 5045, not to be confused with, and despite there being another Aussie station on the same frequency. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Reinhard reports Peru on 4820, Radio Senda Cristiana, August 29th, signing on at 09UT. He says for the first time was clearly able to make out the choral national anthem, later with religious-sounding songs, but a weak signal. Via Alan Rowe, one update to the times I gave for classical music on Radio Tumoral, the encore show, as carried via Channel 292 in Germany. On Sundays, it's at 19UT instead of 21 on 3955. And once again, each episode is now airing for 2 weeks in a row, also on WRMI. This, of course, was filed under Scotland NON. Now about Voice of Turkey, 11785. English to North America at 22UT. I monitor almost every day, despite various problems, including distorted modulation. But on certain days, it doesn't go off the air before 2300. That was the case on August 27th, when they stayed on with half an hour at least of German, which is not supposed to be on at this time. Something's always erroneous at Emmerlair. However, I ran across a much better broadcast from the Voice of Turkey, in the Turkish language. It may be a home service relay. It's scheduled at 04 until 06UT on 9770. August 31st, it was already on at 0354, playing the old version of their interval signal. It was nice to hear that again. It's about 26 distinct notes on a xylophone or similar instrument, interspersed with IDs in Turkish at 355 and a half, their choral or martial national anthem, which they never play on external language services, and signing on a minute later, and playing some NAR nice music. Very good signal and modulation. And it's aimed this way, intended for Europe, but here we are directly beyond at 310 degrees. And much better, I might add, than the so-called North American service for the West, in English before 0400 on 7275. There is now a petition at change.org about keeping the BBC on radio for long wave. Explained this way by Tobias Thorns, why this petition matters. BBC has been broadcasting on long wave for 89 years, covering most of the UK and Northern Europe, from a single transmitter in Droitwich. This frequency uniquely travels practically unimpeded across the country, provides a vital radio link in areas where reception of other signals and internet coverage is poor. Because only one transmitter is needed, the cost of providing this service is tiny. Not everyone is able to access digital or internet radio, and longwave remains the most reliable way of receiving the BBC in any place at any time. It is also much better for the environment, as longwave receivers require far less power than digital radios, computers, and mobile phones. Recently, the BBC announced plans to end all longwave transmissions by 31st March 2024, just 6 months before the 90th anniversary of these transmissions beginning. We call upon BBC to cancel these plans, to scrap Radio 4 Long Wave, and to continue to provide this essential and historic radio lifeline for as long as possible. Again, you can find this at www.change.org. Cole in the UK replies, many of us would agree. 198 kHz would have definite propagation advantages in a national emergency. The transmitter valves could be replaced with bespoke copies, which would not be difficult to manufacture given their size. However, even fewer people still have a radio with long wave. In a major emergency, such as recent wildfires, few would be able to receive a warning message or critical advice. But many still have a medium wave AM radio in their car, if not at home. The government should strongly advise acquisition of a battery-powered AM radio. BBC Radio 5 is still broadcasting on 909 and 693 kHz with wide coverage. This transmit and receive option could and should be maintained, expanded. It might be additionally feasible to convert the current 198 kHz transmitter and antenna for medium wave use for far wider coverage in an emergency. Digital networks with their numerous linked relay transmitters can fail. Planning decisions tend to be informed by political, financial, and other factors. The BBC currently relentlessly advertises its digital platforms and downplays existing terrestrial MF, VHF, and UHF options. British Telecom plans to supplant the existing copper wire telephone network with digital VoIP telephony. All the evidence points in the same direction, short-sighted, near total reliance on digital networks. Quo Vadis Britannia? VOA programs are MIA. Charles Harlech writes on August 27th. I've noticed for the last 2 weeks, my three favorite VOA English programs, Issues in the News, Encounter, and Press Conference USA, are missing. I received the new podcast notifications, but the content is music, not the programs. Also, I can't find any mention of these programs on the VOA website or mobile application. I've attempted to contact VOA via social media, but have yet to receive a response. Is this a method of radio ghosting? But he shortly replies with a public response from Carol Castile, C-A-S-T-I-E-L, who was a senior VOA reporter and the host of some of these programs. I announced my retirement from VOA News after 24 years and bid farewell to our devoted global audience in my penultimate Press Conference USA and Encounter. So sorry to hear the programs were sunset. Suggest you contact VOA management for a direct explanation at contact at Inside VOA, that is, on Twitter, as it was called. About the new times for World of Radio shown on the WRMI System B schedule for 9955 and or webcast only depending on the time. I've now tried to confirm all of them. The only ones I can confirm are Sunday at 10:30 on 9955, while UT Sunday at midnight and Tuesday at 13 are not confirmed yet. The webcasts only are also not confirmed, not on the air, Friday at 20:30 or Sunday at 20:00. Jeff White explains they're installing some new equipment, and the ones not yet on the air should start later in September. Hope many of you heard the Vintage World of Radio broadcasts presented by Texas Radio Shortwave last week, August 27th at midnight on WRMI 5950. It so happened that the second one included a promotional recording from NDXE, the shortwave station to be in Opelika, Alabama. That was in September 1986. At that time, we did not know that nothing would ever come of it, perhaps a scam. Mark Bailey also heard this about NDXE and replied, I had long since forgotten about it. Hearing it again got me curious. I did some Google searching. It turns out that NDXE's main proponent, H. Dixon Norman, passed away in 2018, and he found an obituary for him at AuburnVillager.com. By the way, his full name was Harry D-I-C-K-S-O-N Norman. And as recently as 2015, he had a Twitter feed and was still claiming that NDXE would be on shortwave soon. There are many who think he was nothing more than a con man, but I don't know. Either way, it remains an odd ordeal. It seems he did make some sort of career in the radio broadcasting business. Surprised to see some log reports referring to WRMI broadcasts as if they were WYFR. For your information, WYFR has not existed for many years. It was sold to and is now known as WRMI. In fact, the WYFR call sign now belongs to a 100-watt low-power station near Mobile, Alabama in Fairhope. WYFR LP, according to FCC listings, Fairhope Radio, on 89.9 FM. Not yet had a chance to confirm this, but Nino Marabello in Treviso, Italy, reports hearing WEWN on 5970, August 31st at 0445, but no details. This, of course, was their nighttime Spanish frequency, but it's been off the air for over a year. They did recently reactivate their daytime English frequency, 15610, so maybe this has also happened. In IB, 5970 is shown at only at midnight to 02 UT in Spanish, but Aoki shows it for the full span as registered in HFCC, from midnight until 14 UT. Time he logged it, China and Denmark could also be on 5970. Of course, WWN's daytime Spanish frequency has been the only one that has stayed on the air all the time, 12050. An update on AM radio in U.S. cars in medium wave news, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, wrote an op-ed in the Brainerd, Minnesota Dispatch strongly defending keeping AM radio in automobiles. In her show of support for the AM for Every Vehicle Act, Klobuchar said that while some executives at auto manufacturers may not have a need for AM radio, I bet if they took a drive through rural Minnesota, they would take a different view. She said when there was flooding in Crookston in 2021 and 22, KROX radio was there to help, working in partnership with the city's Emergency Operations Center to share the latest about the flooding, including info about road closures and the opening of a storm shelter where residents could turn for assistance. Continuing to quote her, we should not have to sacrifice safety, news, and way of life simply because some car manufacturers want to make more profits. Let's get this passed. Introduced by Senators Ed Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts, and Ted Cruz, Republican Texas, the AM for Every Vehicle Act has received widespread bipartisan support in Congress. And it's been endorsed by the NAB and several members of the FCC. After passing through the Senate Commerce Committee, it will be eligible to be voted on by the legislature as a whole when it returns from its August recess. In medium wave news, Andrew Braid in the September issue has a roundup of some happenings concerning some major American AM stations. 610 WIOD Miami is getting closer to higher power operation. 50 kilowatts days, 20 kilowatts nights from a new site. They've reached the stage where they're now applying for a license to cover the construction permit before full operation. Of course, the problem is Cuban interference. As reported in Radio World, the new site is 15 miles from the existing one in a low-lying wetland area, good for propagation and with a cardioid pattern, sending most of the signal over Miami-Dade and Broward counties. 720 WGN Chicago has applied to rebuild its main transmitter tower as well as its auxiliary. They are both located on a 102-acre site owned by the station, or Nexstar, rather, but they have sold the southernmost 35 acres for redevelopment. In exchange, Nexstar will provide 8 public pickleball courts, that American racket game. 3 data center commercial buildings will be developed on the rest of the 35-acre site. 1000 WMVP Chicago, known as ESPN 1000, applies to relocate and reduce nighttime power 50 kilowatts to 37, and remaining directional to the northeast day and night. And an intriguing idea around 7300, between 06 and 07 UT or slightly later, a poor signal with an American-sounding preacher in English. No ID ever heard. Spaceline Bulgaria is known to favor frequencies ending in 00, but these were off frequency considerably at first, like 0.09 above, 0.325 above, 0.146 above and varying. But on August 31st at 0640, it was closer to exactly 7300. Bulgaria is registered for that frequency earlier in the evening. 7305, August 31st at 343, I had music, but it turned out nothing is listed there except an HFC-CA registration for the UAE site in Farsi at 0330 to 430. But what is it? The propagation outlook from SWPC. Active conditions likely on 14 September with ANK indices of 12 and 4. Otherwise, mostly unsettled to quiet. Solar flux as low as 140 on September 3rd and as high as 168 starting September 18th. That's World of Radio 2206. With thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.